proof we already made contact? I would like to propose something which has only been whispered about for years, and that is, we have been contacted by aliens. I know there is a lot of talk about making first contact, but there is so much evidence being disregarded, both anecdotal and real. As far as real evidence goes, nothing could be more real than the UFOs over the White House in the 1950s, which event is never talked about. They came and went for weeks, and the sightings appeared in the newspapers of the time. Everyone knew about this and all talked about it. As time went by and more people were born, the event sank into obscurity. Another bit of proof, which at the time I thought was incredible, was a very strange crop circle discovered, which had the face of a gray alien carved into it, along with a message on a digital disc which was also carved into the circle. It is claimed the disc was interpreted and the message was thought to be as follows: "Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain but still time. Believe. There is good out there. We oppose deception." Conduit closing. Some might say the crop circle is a hoax, but this one has no broken stems and the crop is just folded without breaking. We have no way of doing this, and especially in the short time it took to create this. The message seems to be clear: the aliens known as the Greys are not to be trusted, even though we are meeting with them. Yes, the intimation is we were meeting with them. The skulls which were found in Peru and are elongated are said by the so-called experts to be human. This statement is only partially true. The human skull has lines on the top which look like the skull is more than one piece. Every human skull has these. Some of the elongated skulls have them, proving some humans did practice binding skulls to make them elongated, but there are quite a few elongated skulls which do not have these marks and cannot be human. It seems as though the humans of the time were trying to copy what they perceived as their gods. Betty Hill, who was abducted, remembered having a talk with the captain of the ship she was taken on. The most important thing is she remembered a map which was on the wall of the ship, and an amateur astronomer was able to match it to a location in space called Zeta Reticuli. The map became known as the fish map after the astronomer's last name. Then there are people who claim to have personal knowledge of meetings between people and aliens. The great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower told me in an interview, which is posted on this site, she knew the president had met with aliens. There has been a lot of talk about this, and it is hard to separate the chaff from the wheat, but it is said we were made an offer of technology if we would abandon the use of nuclear weapons, and Eisenhower refused. It is said a second race, the Greys, then stepped in and have been feeding us technology, and in return we allow them to abduct people for examination if they are returned unharmed. Phil Schneider was an engineer and running a digging project. The drill got stuck part of the way down, and he went down to the drill and was met by aliens and shot one. A battle was said to have started, and Schneider was rescued by a soldier, but not before he had part of his hand blown off by an energy weapon. He had become so upset at what happened he felt he had to tell others, and began to tour and tell his story and show his hand. He claimed the government told him to stop, and when he refused, several attempts were made on his life. One time his brake line in his car was cut. Finally, he was found dead hanging from barbed wire, but after an investigation a medical examiner said he had been strangled by someone using medical tubing. The remote viewers were said to have made contact with aliens when practicing. Of course, this is hearsay, but remote viewing is such a strange thing it could be true. There is a famous unverified story about President Nixon. It is anecdotal. Apparently, Nixon was very friendly with Jackie Gleason, a famous comedian of the time. Gleason was interested in UFOs and aliens, and even built a house in the shape of a UFO. One day Nixon snuck out of the White House without the Secret Service noticing, and got Gleason and took him to a base. When they got on it, he went to a certain hangar, and there were said to be alien bodies there of little gray aliens. These could have been the ones from Roswell. Contact can be many things. It can be face-to-face communication, communication over a device or actions by one party reflecting on another. I believe when alien vehicles shut down our nuclear missiles several times, this was a sort of contact. No one in the world had the ability to do this. Only a race far more advanced than us would have this power. One thing we know for sure and really can't be disputed, no matter how hard skeptics try, is the fact UFOs have been coming here for many thousands of years. The proof is drawn on cave walls. Some people believe all those huge stones and stone slabs used in ancient buildings were moved by aliens, or at least the humans were taught how to do this by aliens. The best guess today is anti-gravity or sound was used for the task. Why are there no records of how this was done? It could be if humans did it with the assistance of aliens, their minds were later wiped to protect the technology. There is probably no way we could have first contact, because we probably had that thousands of years ago. What we could have is more contact. The governments of the world believe this is coming. If you look at the United Nations, they now have an ambassador to meet with aliens when it happens, and the officials in the US government are openly demanding more information about UFOs, and some of them even think the UFOs are not from this world. Even former President Obama said what is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies, that we don't know exactly what they are. When he said there are, he was referring to the being unknown objects in the sky or UFOs.